This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. Work.
College football, full circle.
Henderson, the single setback. They give it to him straight ahead and they pick up the first. Backfield. Stroud sprints out, squares, throws. Touchdown, Chris Olave. C.J. Stroud to Smith and Jigba. Great move. Gets down the sideline. And a burst, Smith and Jigba. Touchdown, Buckeyes. Martinez. And intercepted. Steel Chambers. And Ohio State has the football and the game in their back pocket.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. As we have hit the end of the week, full slate gets going tomorrow. We've got a couple games tonight. We'll talk about last night's game, too. And we'll make our picks, as we always do, heading into the weekend. Joined, as always, by the encyclopedia of college football that is Gopher to Two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
I'm doing well, Carver. I'm really excited for today's show. It's like my therapy session for the week. I mean, you know, to just kick back and talk college football with you, you know, like the yin and the yang that we are here. This is what it's all about, Carver. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know?
This is what it's all about.
Like, I feel like we're at a buffet right now. Just, you know, big table. Like, I feel like we should just be sitting down. We have to talk to the powers that be and just have a weekend show, right? Where we're sitting down, bring the meatballs, bring anything you want. Steaks, potatoes. Let's just eat and break bread and talk college football. That's what it's all about.
I agree with you. That would be actually pretty good television or radio if we just got together and just talked, you know, and went wild while the games were going on. I'm sure we would have a blast. Probably a few people that would get very upset when we talk bad about them, that's for sure. We've got a lot to do, Joe. We'll make our picks later on, and we're going to rip through all the games. Let's start with last night. Really good game, honestly. I thought Pitt was going to blow North Carolina out of the water. The Tar Heels come all the way back in the second half, get the game tied. The monsoon shows up at the ketchup bottle. But here's the main thing, Joe, obviously for me. I think a bit of a lucky cover, you as well, -6.5 with Pitt. They go to overtime. They score first to get the touchdown, and they're able to stop them, get away there. And for me, I was more happy about the dead under, Joe, dead under on that very heavy number they had out there.
Yeah, great call. We talked about it, right? The one concern in terms of backing North Carolina, right? Meaning if you were to back North Carolina, the offensive line, Sam Howell abused 5 sacks in the first half. He couldn't get out of his own way. That offensive line was atrocious. But typical Narduzzi, right? 23-7, you're like, easy winner, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, second half, it's like they solidified the offensive line with like armor and steel. They couldn't couldn't get through in the second half. Pitt couldn't, right? All of a sudden, Sam Howell had time. He was locating guys. He gutted it out, led his team back. And I was thinking, when it was 23-20, would old man Mac Brown roll the dice? Did he have any riverboat gambler in him and say, you know what? We have the quarterback. We have the hot offense. 4th and 3. Yeah, instead of kicking it, let's go for it. Right? But in the end, great cover. Great cover. I mean, we had to sweat it out. But typical Narduzzi, this is what they do. They beat up on opponents they shouldn't, and teams that they should just blow out, they play down to the level of competition.
Yeah, no, they certainly did. And I'll tell you what else was good for Howell and for Pickett was they both performed pretty decently with all the scouts and the GMs and everybody in attendance, Joe. So they made a big point about that last night. All the GMs were there to watch the two big quarterbacks. And they both had their moments. Yes.
Joe. I have to hold my tongue. I mean, can we be honest though? I mean, when we've seen some of the quarterbacks that have come out, Lamar Jackson, some of the elite quarterbacks, let's be honest. Are we putting, and I love Sam Howell, but he's not elite.
No.
I mean, Kenny Pickett's a great story. He's not elite. Come on. I mean, are we going to all of a sudden, and I know the draft gurus, he's flying up the charts, Kenny Pickett. You know, we got 46,000 shots of his father in attendance. I get it. But come on. He's not a first-round draft pick. He's just
he's
not.
He's going to be, just so you know. He's going to get picked in the first round. So.
But that just shows you how potentially mediocre. If we thought last year's draft class was this year is as well. Because I'm not sold on it. I'm not sold on it. There's some nice attributes about all the quarterbacks. To me, there's not that one complete quarterback that you say, yeah, I need that guy.
No, that's definitely not in this draft. There is not a guy who is head and shoulders above everybody else. Look, it's going to be these two guys. It's going to be Malik Willis. You know, there's going to be a couple of guys there at the top. My boy Carson Strong. You know, there's going to be a few people up there, and they're all going to get pumped up between now and April, Joe. That's what always happens. You get to the combine, you get to the, you know, the Senior Bowl, all this stuff, and everybody tries to sell you that guys like this are going to be, you know, the next Joe Montana. That's how it works, Joe. We know that. We see it every year. And teams are going to blow top 10 picks on these guys who aren't going to be that good.
But think about this. Think about this. No, you're absolutely right. Last year was okay. It was okay. But at least you had two quarterbacks that led their teams to college football playoff appearances and one in Trevor Lawrence that was a national champ.
Right. No, you're right. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. We'll come back. We got to start rifling through all these big games coming up on Saturday. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
From the City of Angels to the Big Apple, Shake It Up with Pharrell Coast to Coast.
Shake it up, some dude. All my friends then come around, flat to party.
With your host, the one and only Scott Pharrell.
Coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions.
conditions apply.
Covering every sport, every league, every single weekday. And Scott's got an opinion on all.
Get that guy a cold beer. I mean, that he's telling it exactly like it is.
Jump on the Coast to Coast bandwagon with America's most engaging sports personalities.
We all love to bet on everything.
Regular contributors, including NFL insider Adam Kaplan, the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, NBA Radio's Rick Kamla, Bleacher Report MLB insider Scott Miller, the sports professor Rick Harrow, USA Today's Bob Nightingale.
Every game, every story, every injury, everything you need to know.
Join the Pharrell Coast to Coast party every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 Pacific, only on Sports Grid. You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever looked through a bag of grass clippings looking for a four-leaf clover, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. All right, Joe. Tonight we have two games. Cincinnati, as we know, now up to 5 in the college football playoff ranking. They visit Tampa to take on your boy, Jeff Scott, and the South Florida Bulls. We saw 24 yesterday, or 24 and a half yesterday, Joe, down to 23. And a half, I believe. 58 and a half is now the total. I think I'm pretty sound, Joe, in saying that this could finally be the week where Cincinnati busts it out and covers one of these games against the American.
Yeah, great point. I mean, they've won 3 straight in the series by 12 points per game. Picked up this victory last year, 28-7. The line got as low as 22 and a half on FanDuel about a day and a half ago. And then they bought it back up over 23. It's 23 and a hook right now. I love Jeff Scott. I love South Florida. I love Timmy McClain and that offense. But I think they're up against it from a quarterback inexperience standpoint, whether it be Fortin, Marsh, McClain, very inexperienced quarterbacks, inconsistent in terms of the passing game, going up against a very disciplined secondary by Cincinnati. And I just think the physicality of the offensive line for the Bearcats wears them down. South Florida, back-to-back games, ECU, Houston, 251 on the ground allowed and 261 allowed on the ground. I think the fact that they're on the road, Cincinnati gets right in a big way after 3 lackluster performances. Lay it with Dez Ritter and the crew. Lay it.
I'm with you, Joe. I'm laying it. Lay the big lumber. This is going to be a good night for Cincinnati. They get themselves on TV. Standalone game here. Primetime on a Friday night. Once again, another spot where everybody's going to be watching. I think Fickell will finally be able to lay it down. Also tonight, second game, Mountain West, Wyoming. The Cowboys visit the Blue Turf to take on Boise, who had a very surprising beatdown to Fresno State last week. And now you're getting the Broncos at minus 13.5 at home. Total is 48.5 in this game. I actually like Wyoming getting the points here, Joe. I think Boise State will win this game tonight. But I think that Wyoming is going to make it tough for them.
Well, I'll take it a step further. I like the 13.5. I like the 470 on the money line.
Okay? Oh, look at Joe. Whoa, now what am I going to do? Yes, I'm not going to do that. But I
feel strong,
you, Joe.
You feel strong? Break up my party. Remember that in terms of Goodfellas when he goes, you feel strong? You break up my party, and then he sips the drink with the pinky hanging out. That was Billy Batts. We know what happened to him. Hopefully Wyoming doesn't get knocked around tonight. But at the end of the day, I'm with you. Let's take the Cowboys. Woo doggy.
Yeah, Cowboys with 13.5 tonight in Boise. All right, Saturday, noon East kickoff. Kansas State now down to minus 5.5 against West Virginia. The Mountaineers, 7.5 is the total, Joe.
Yeah, I like West Virginia. Again, they're a helter-skelter team. I talked about it 2 weeks ago. They got their first road win against TCU. I'm just a buyer of Neil Brown and West Virginia. I think has more athletes than Skylar Thompson and K-State. I know Deuce Vaughn is an electric running back, and they're playing at home in Manhattan. But West Virginia does match up well in the trenches with K-State. and catching 5.5. I think they win this ball game outright, plus the 198 on the money line.
The Michigan Wolverines, now number 6 in the college football playoff rankings, go to Happy Valley to take on James Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, here's the thing, Joe. I could sit here and tell you, well, James Franklin's been awful against top 10 teams. Well, listen, Harbaugh's been awful in these spots also.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a little bit of a wash here. Right now, this is now flipped to Michigan, minus 1.5, total 49.5, Joe. There it is.
SOS. I hear it. I hear it.
The alarm.
It feels and sounds like the sharps are on Michigan. That's what I'm hearing. Well, here's the thing. And granted, I know there's ATS. Every time Harbaugh stands on 1 foot and he's on the road, he's 1,001 ATS against. Here's the thing. Penn State has won 2 straight in the series. They won as 4.5-point dogs last year. They were 0-5. They went into Ann Arbor and won the ball game outright by 10, 27-17. Michigan straight up on the road since 2017 under Harbaugh, 14-11. On the flip side since 2016, Franklin with Penn State, 32-6 straight up. And then you have to answer me 3 factors. One,
yes.
Has Michigan played with a deficit? Meaning, have they ever trailed outside the Michigan State game? No. The answer is no. I already said it. Have they ever faced an elite secondary? And they'll say, well, Cade McNamara threw for 400 against Michigan State. Yeah. Michigan State was allowing 300 passing yards to opposing quarterbacks then. Now you have Brisker. Now you have Joey Porter. Okay? Who has the quarterback advantage in this matchup? Do you think Cade McNamara is better than Clifford? I don't. Who has the better player on the field? Is it Jahan Dotson that ripped Maryland for 11 receptions for 247 last week? I think he is. Show me the playmaker on Michigan. Nobody wows you. Come on now. And here's the other thing. Penn State, over the last couple of games against Maryland and, oh, by the way, top-ranked Ohio State, they've converted 21 of 34 third-down conversions. You know what that is? 61%. If they start fast against Michigan, how is Cade McNamara in that offense? Are they built to come from behind? I don't think so. Double-digit win, Penn State at home in Happy Valley. Come on, you feel strong now?
James Franklin, 2-12 versus the AP top 12.
I don't care.
Opponents.
Michigan,
Michigan
is garbage.
They have been, and they've also gotten off to slow starts their last 2 times they went to Penn State. Penn State jumped them early in both of those games. 49.5. I like the under a lot, Joe. I actually think it's going to be a bit of a rock fight. I do. I think that this under is a good way to play this Michigan-Penn State game.
It could be.
Yes. Next up, Oklahoma, despite being undefeated, still number 8 in the college football playoff rankings. They visit Baylor, now minus 6.5 for the Sooners in Waco, total of 62.5. Another big spot for Caleb Williams on the big noon East kickoff, Joe.
Yes. So is Baylor wearing all yellow in this ballgame? Do we have a uni update?
I can find one out for you if you'd
like. I think they're a live dog. Now, I was against Baylor last week, the look ahead for this game. Dave Aranda did go up against Lincoln Riley when he was the D coordinator against LSU. You, right? And they knocked out Hurts. They made them completely one-dimensional in that ballgame. CeeDee Lamb couldn't get out of his own way in that ballgame. Now, I know that Baylor needs to run the football, but playing at home, I like them. I like the physicality. I think this defense is vicious. They're going to be hitting out there. Baylor Bears flying all around. I think they cover this number and potentially strike the upset.
You're not going to like this. Baylor wearing the all green, the green uniforms, the green tops, and the green pants with the yellow numbers, Joe. So I know you're very big on the uniforms. That's what Baylor is going to be wearing against Oklahoma. I like the Sooners, Joe, to be quite honest with you. I know that Baylor has been tough this year. I get it. I respect it. But I think that Oklahoma is starting to catch a little something here. This isn't the week they're going to lose. I think they're going to lose in a couple weeks in the Bedlam game. I think that that's
you like it
Oklahoma,
over? You like the total?
You know, these Baylor games have kind of trended to the under, Joe. You know, they play some D. I think 62.5 might be a touch high. I think that the total's something that I'm going to look at in-game, Joe. I don't think that I can look at it pre-game. I want to see how the first quarter plays out. Maybe if things, it looks like there's going to be fireworks back and forth, maybe we can catch a little higher number for an under. I think it's something we need to wait on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think if they do get into a shootout, it's lights out. I think Oklahoma will dominate.
I
think
Oklahoma wins this. A shootout, Joe. You know that. Yeah. Baylor needs to play this game in the dirt.
20s. Like Kansas did, right?
They need, like I said with the Michigan-Penn State game, they need a rock fight. They need a low-scoring game where they're running the football, they're keeping the ball out of Caleb Williams' hands. They need things like that. All right, College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. We will come back, Joe. Georgia and Tennessee, Hendon Hooker. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
What's up, everybody? It's your late night anger management professor inviting you to join me 6 nights a week at midnight Eastern on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Vent your.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rage with the top handicappers and insiders in the business. Tips are for waiters. Hedging is for gardeners. Pre-game breakdowns and post-game meltdowns. Lay it down and win with me, Gabriel Moretzi, 6 nights a week at midnight Eastern, right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Other than that, you're on your own.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever taken a hoof to the head prying a shoe off a horse, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
All right, and we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159, as we are rolling through all of this weekend's games. We'll have picks coming up next segment. UConn visits Clemson. I'm only bringing this up because you just got mad that FanDuel like put a limit on you with how much you could bet on the UConn line. So, that 80-1 that you wanted to splash on UConn, getting all pumped up because Moore is the new coach and he's going to be sitting up there in the press box watching the game. Let's be serious here for a moment, Joe. This is when you got a team laying 41.5 and the total's 51.5. I'm just going to take the over, Joe. Over 51.5, UConn and Clemson.
All right. I was amazed about the 100,000-1 money line play on Clemson. Can you see the guy, Roy or Daryl or, yeah, not who would bet? Victor would bet? I'm gonna throw $75 million on Clemson money line, right? To win two nickels in a Mountain Dew, right? That's what you basically get.
$100 bet wins you 10 cents. Yeah, right. I mean,
it's like going to the carnival. It's like going to the carnival when you have, you're right, you ever go to those like fairs and you're like, yeah, yes. I want this stuffed animal. Well, for $4,600, you could have that stuffed animal. You could go VIP to Vegas 15 times round trip, but yet you're going to spend $4,600 on the stuffed animal. 100,000 to one. You know who would do that? Mattress Mac. I'm going to put a couple of mattresses down. On Clemson, outright, UConn. Can you imagine?
No. I mean, yeah, you're right. He probably would do something like that. All right, so I like the over in the Clemson-UConn game. I don't think – are you laying the 41.5, Joe? Are you going
to
lay that?
I would. I mean, honestly, I think that we discussed it. Dabo tries to get 70 here, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Does DJU actually throw for 300 finally?
I know. That would be nice to see as well. If this kid,
not to bash him, but he gets the endorsement deal.
Well,
he's
you could bash him. Go ahead, Joe. We bash people here on DJU. The show. You can go ahead.
I mean, he's like almost like DJU at this point is like, I mean, one hit wonder. He's almost, I mean, it's like, you know.
Hasn't been good.
Who was a one hit wonder band? I always say like ABBA, they're not. You know, Milli Vanilli, girl, you know it's girl, you know. Wow. Remember when
here
they would
go.
Just, yeah. Girl, you know it's girl, you
girl,
know.
Girl,
and all
you
of
know
a sudden
it's
it
true.
Just, right,
girl,
but remember when
true.
It got stuck on the loop?
Yes.
Remember, and then they got all caught? Right,
Joe. See? Joe. You're getting off track, Joe. Let's get the Hendon Hooker and the Tennessee Volunteers, who are hosting number one Georgia on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. This is now down to 19.5 for the Bulldogs. 55.5 is the total. As I told you already this week, Joe, I will gladly lay with Georgia. I know that Tennessee has scored a lot of points here. Josh Heupel's been very good. Hendon Hooker, very good. But they haven't played this good yet. And I think that they're going to get stalled a little bit here tomorrow.
Well, Georgia's won four straight by 29.7 points per game. Yeah. So you're getting a 10-point discount. And I just think of one word, tempo. Tempo. Up-tempo, tempo. The tempo of Josh Heupel's offense, I don't think Georgia's seen it to date. And that's not a knock on Georgia, complete defense. There's no doubt Georgia wins this game. But keep in mind, Tennessee 5-4, fighting for bowl contention, got a gutty win on the road against Kentucky last week by 3 points. They're rushing and passing for over 200. I don't think Georgia has seen a mobile quarterback like Hooker, right? 317 yards last week, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. I thought you would see that out of Florida's offense a couple of weeks ago. Dan Mullen laid up like as vanilla as you can come up with a game plan. I think it's different this time around. And Neyland Stadium, Carver, is going to be rocking. I mean, if we thought that night game with Ole Miss was rocking at 3:30 with the number one ranked team in the nation, I've been there. It's crazy. 3:30, I think they keep it within the number. It's not shying me away that it's under the key number of 2021. I'm going with the Vols to cover this ball game.
Wow, Joe Lisi. And you're going with the Vol team total over too, right? Whatever it is.
Yeah, but
I
didn't see
buy,
that.
Buy. They haven't put it up yet. I just looked. Buy.
Yeah,
buy.
I looked last night too.
Buy it.
What is it? 46. Buy it.
Okay. Well, I'm on Georgia and the under. Joe. Okay. Typical Georgia game. They'll lay the night. They'll cover the 19.5, and it'll be 31 to 10, something like that. 31-10, somewhere in that ball game. The game will stay under, and they'll just cover the number. Let's go to the Big Ten in the middle of the day. Purdue, who's been the giant killer this year, with wins against Iowa and against Michigan State when both were in the top five. Now they go to the Horseshoe in Columbus to take on the Buckeyes. -20.5 for Ohio State. 63.5 is the total.
Yeah, I like Ohio State here. I think, listen, Purdue, great offensive effort last week, 536 through the air against Michigan State. They knocked off Mich State. They knocked off Iowa, two more blue-collar, methodical type of teams. I think the speed of Ohio State's the difference on the perimeter. Granted, Garrett Wilson got knocked out last week. I don't care. This comes down to Stroud, the balance of Ohio State's offense. And when you look at Purdue, completely one-dimensional. They're still only averaging roughly around 85 rushing yards per game heading into this match. matchup, long third downs. And the fact that Purdue knocked off Ohio State a few years ago with Urban Meyer as a 29.5-point dog, there's no look ahead to Michigan State this week. I think Ohio State's dialed in, might be close for a half. In the end, though, they do cover this large number.
Yeah, early in the week, Joe, I was with you. I figured this is going to be a spot where Ohio State takes care of business. There's a lot of things that point to Purdue for me. I mean, Brohm's been very good as a double-digit dog, 7-1 against the spread. Two of those wins were outright. I just feel like it's a lot of points for how well Purdue has played this year. I don't expect them to win the football game. They're not getting another big upset here this week. But Ohio State last week in Lincoln, kind of spotty. The week before that against Penn State, the offense, kind of spotty. I think the 20.5 is a big number. And I'm going to jump on Purdue now, Joe. I've switched sides throughout the week.
Okay.
The gate has swung. I'm going to take my shot with Brohm and the Boilermakers in the horseshoe. The other Big Ten game of interest in the middle of the afternoon is, of course, Michigan State, who fell after losing to Purdue last week. They are now laying 12.5 at home against Maryland as they want to look to get to next week's matchup with Ohio State with just one loss.
Yeah, I really like this game. I like Maryland here. Now, the one thing I talked about, the no look ahead for Ohio State, I think there can be the potential for Michigan State to be peaking at Ohio State in this ballgame. And the one concern I have of why I don't like Michigan State, that secondary got abused. They're allowing well over 300 passing yards per game, 326. You have that Maryland offense that put up 317 in the loss to a very solid secondary led by Brisker and Penn State. I think that carries well on the road. I think the same type of offensive philosophy for Purdue carries through with Maryland. They're fighting for bowl contention. This line has been all over, 13.5 down to 12.5. Some books have 13. I love Maryland as a potential outright winner in this ballgame. Not sold on the mindset to just turn it around now for Mel Tucker with Ohio State. Granted, great season, but I think they're up against it with Mike Locksley and the crew here.
Wow. How about Joe liking the Terps to maybe win this game outright? Jeez, that would put a pin in that game next week. That game wouldn't matter at all if Michigan State's got two losses heading into the Ohio State game. I think Michigan State finds a way, but I'm with you on the points. Could be a little dicey for Michigan State to cover that number. That's for sure. Let me give you another one. Where was the other one that I saw? Give me one second, Joe. I got to backtrack here for a moment. Minnesota and Iowa, the other Big Ten game in the western side. -4.5 for the Hawkeyes. P.J. Fleck going to try to get the water out of the boat after losing at home to Illinois last week. Low total, too. I mean, it's a Big Ten game. 37.5 between these two.
Now, Iowa's won six straight by 11.3 points per game, won this matchup last year 35-7, and they won the last four by 14 points per game. But I still think Minnesota's a live dog there. 3-0 on the road this year. One of those wins, 20-13 over Purdue in West Lafayette. How good does that look now, Carver? How good does that look now with Tanner Morgan and the crew? He should be drinking Captain Morgan after last week's performance, right? But at the end of the day, I still think they have the defense to keep them in it. This is going to be, you talk about rock fight, Petras and Tanner Morgan. I mean, both of these offenses are blue collar and pathetic. But the one thing I think is that Minnesota's front seven, very good in run support. They could put Petras into predictable third downs. They're a good road team. I like Fleck as an underdog in this spot. Again, they need to win to keep pace in the West. There's four teams that are alive. Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota are there. So I think, you know, Minnesota, again, I'm going underdogs here, but I think they're a live dog on the road in Iowa City.
Wow, how about that? I'd love to see it. You know that I'd love to back PJ and the family up there in Minnesota, but it could be a very tough task for them at Iowa this week. I've only got less than a minute, Joe, so I'm going to throw you an off-the-board game because I feel like we need to bring this game up. How about Terry laying 2.5 this week at home against Arkansas State? Joe, I mean, they're favorites this week, -2.5. I mean, you talk about moving up the board here. I mean, Terry's usually getting points every week. They got to try to defend the house at home here on Saturday.
They're going to do it. Now, they didn't do it last week against Texas State, catching 3.5, but we know how bad the front seven against Arkansas State is, right? Pathetic. They're giving up well over 30 points per game, well over 200 rushing yards per game. Give me my good friend Terry Bound, minus the 2.5. He will get it done this week in Monroe.
I love it, Joe. All right, college football full circle. Mike Harford, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We come back, picks for week number 11 right after this on the grid.
You might be the next daily fantasy millionaire. No matter what you watch or where you play, learn from the world's best DFS players. Lineup building tools, expert projections, and advanced stats change the way you play the game. Dominate the competition. DailyRoto.com, the player's choice.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159, as we have moved up the dial. All right, Joe, it is pick time for week number 11 in college football. Last week, Joe Lisi, 5-3, and that pushed him to 38-37 on the year. Above the Mendoza line for Joe Lisi, back above 500. The long climb from 1-9 after the first 2 weeks. Nice job, Joe. Tremendous. Now I need to find my way there. 3-5 last week. Not good. And we're 7-under, 34-41, as we need to start to get some things cooking here and close the month of November strong. All right, Joe, lead us off here. What do you got for me?
Well, I talked about Penn State at nauseam, so I'm going to continue. I'm going to hammer it home. Penn State at home, I think they're the more complete team, have the better quarterback. We talked about earlier in the show the reasons why this line opened up. Penn State a short favorite at -1. Now you're giving me 1.5. I don't care about Jim Harbaugh. I don't care about the running game for Michigan. Give me Jahan Dotson. Give me that defense led by Porter and Brisker. Give me James Franklin in an underdog role. They get it done and win three straight against the Wolverines, plus the 1.5.
Yeah, you know, the line movement did it for me in this game, Joe. I'm taking the Wolverines tomorrow. I know you don't like them going against you here right out of the gate, but I got to make up some ground. I am taking Jim Harbaugh on the road at Happy Valley, -1.5. I think that this is a game where Michigan's been the better football team this year. I know Penn State has had some bad luck, like that Saturday in Iowa when Clifford got hurt. I get it. But I think overall, on the interior lines, as you like to say, the blue-collar football type of stuff,
yep.
I think that Michigan is a little bit better, and I'll take the -1.5 to win this game at Happy Valley.
All right, Carver, that's good. I like going head-to-head. We'll have a lot to talk about during the week. I'm going to keep it right in the Big Ten. I have a lot of picks in the Big Ten. I like Maryland. I think they are a potential upset here on the road in East Lansing, even though Michigan State has won 3 straight in the series. Again, that emotional loss, they come back home, they have Ohio State on deck, and the football aspect, that secondary is not getting better. That's the way you have to neutralize Kenneth Walker and really move the football on Michigan State. Over the top, they're giving up 326 through the air, 536 to Jeff Fromm's offense. This offense threw for 317 against Penn State. You're giving me 13 points on the road with a team fighting for bowl contention. I'm taking that every day of the week, baby. Even Terps on the money line.
Wow. All right. Now, next one for me, Joe. You know, Syracuse is 8-1 against the spread this year. That is tied with my Roadrunners of UTSA for the best in college football. And I'm going to try to ride the wave here. And partially because we saw Malik Cunningham very banged up at the end of that Clemson game last week, Joe. This game is in Louisville. I get it. But the half is what does it for me. Syracuse has been very good getting just over a field goal this year. Give me the Cuse +3.5 in Louisville tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, Louisville should have won that game against Clemson. I had no business winning it, but somehow, some way, they did get the cover. So it all depends on Cunningham. If Cunningham's healthy, it could be a ball game, but he is banged up heading into this matchup. All right. I kept it in the Big Ten, Minnesota. I talked about P.J. Fleck as a road dog or a road environment. He's 3-0 overall, and they've been dogs on the road. I believe they were 2.5-point dogs against Colorado. They won that ball game outright. They were dogs against, I believe, Purdue, if I'm not mistaken, but they won that ball game. Very tough environment. Now you're giving me 4.5-5 points against Iowa. I don't care that Iowa's won 6 straight. I like Tanner Morgan coming off the loss, fighting for a Big Ten West championship. Give me Minnesota plus the points.
Next for me, Miami and Florida State used to be a game that everybody always circled on the calendar, Joe, and that is not the case anymore. The Hurricanes will go into Tallahassee tomorrow looking to win their 5th in a row against the Seminoles, and I think they will do just that. Give me the Hurricanes, Joe, -2.5 in Tallahassee against the Noles. I can't believe I'm back in Miami with the way they played earlier in the year. They've shown a lot with Van Dyke at the helm the last few weeks. I think that that's enough for me to beat a Seminole team that's not very good.
Okay, well, I'm going to go against you right here. Florida State +2.5. If this team has anything to fight for, Carver, it's a rivalry game. The one thing and the way you have to beat Miami is run the football. I think they can do that. Playing at home, Mike Norvell circles the wagons just like the Buffalo Bills, your team, and they pull out the victory over Van Dyke, who's a freshman. Could be a little deer in the headlights.
Wow. All right. So we're heads up on 2 now, Joe. We're heads up on 2 games already this week. Love to see it. Next for me, I'm taking a total under 57.5 between Texas A&M and Ole Miss on Saturday night in Oxford. We've seen these Ole Miss totals, Joe, go down and down and down every week as they get more and more and more banged up. A very physical Texas A&M team comes in. We know the deal with them. They play a lot of low-scoring games. I think their defense will do enough to keep Corral off the scoreboard. Listen, you can't completely keep him off, but I think they'll keep him off enough to where this game is played in the 20s, under 57.5 between A&M and Ole Miss.
Well, I'll keep it in that game. Another underdog. I'm going all dogs. This is crazy. I love Ole Miss here with Matt Corral. I know he's a little bit banged up. I know they got the cover. They had a fight for that cover against Liberty. But, here's the thing. I got the quarterback advantage. As long as Corral can walk, he's better than Calzada, right? Calzada on the road. Texas A&M has won 3 straight in the series. Last time they played was back in 2019. But I'll tell you this. +11 in turnover margin, Ole Miss is, I like that going up against a potential turnover-prone Calzada in a big game. This is a pressure spot for Jimbo and the kid. Give me Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin at home, plus the points.
Next one for me, I am taking Washington State, Joe, plus the 13.5 against Oregon in Eugene. Look, Washington State's covered 11 of the last 12 in this series. Oregon has been bad against the number, especially the double-digit number this year. Oregon wins this football game, but either they let Washington State hang around the whole time or they let Washington State backdoor them in the fourth quarter. Cougars have been spunky. Give me them plus the 13.5.
All right, I could see that. I mean, you know, again, I mean, I have no faith in terms of these Pac-12 teams. You never know what you're going to get. How about Tennessee and Hendon Hooker? I'm going to take it. You know what? Tempo. I think they cover this line against Georgia. Georgia's won four straight. I don't care. I think the Vols keep it within the 20-point number in Neyland Stadium. It's going to look fantastic on the screen, too, Carver.
You know I always have to give you a Mountain West game, Joe. I mean, that's usually something that I have to go there at some point during the week. And this week I'm going to go against our boy Adazio. I'm taking Air Force. Air Force minus the 2.5 at Colorado State. Let's just be honest here. Air Force is a better football team.
Yes.
Coming off a tough loss against Army last week. They run the football down your throat. Colorado State is probably one of the least fundamentally sound teams you will find in the entire country. I don't think they're going to have the discipline to be able to stop that triple option with Air Force. Minus 2.5 on the road. Give me the Falcons, Joe.
All right, I could see that. How about this team? We really didn't jump into this game too much. We did in the middle of the week. Miss State on the road with Mike Leach going up against Bo Nix and Auburn. Coming off a disappointing loss. They didn't even show from an offensive perspective in Kyle Field, put up a three spot in that ball game. They limp back home. They've won two straight in the series, but I'm not sold on Auburn. Their day is over. Their next big game comes against Alabama in the Iron Bowl, whether they can cover or win that ball game. Mike Leach fighting for bowl contention. Back-to-back road games. Will Rogers over 400 against a very solid secondary in Arkansas. They were only giving up 174 to opposing offenses heading into that matchup. They jumped up 13-0. The kid Ruiz blew it for me too with Arkansas. I was laying 3.5. I needed that game to go into overtime. I don't know, maybe we roll out somebody from one of the supermarkets that could kick, and somehow, some way, Miss State covers this line, because I think they win the ball game outright.
I'm with you on Miss State. I'm not taking them as a pick, Joe, but I will be playing them tomorrow against Auburn. I think that that's a really good spot for Mike Leach and company. I am going to play Purdue plus the 20.5 in the horseshoe against Ohio State. Kind of what we talked about last segment. It's just too many points for me, Joe. I think Purdue has been too good of a football team this year that they're going to get completely whacked by Ohio State. I know, bad matchup, secondary stinks, whatever the deal. I think that Purdue is going to be able to hang around here, or maybe even, like I said, with Washington State, we get ourselves a little open the back door in the fourth quarter. Give me Purdue plus the 20.5.
All right, a game we really didn't dive into too much as well. Pressure. Right? That's on Sam Hartman and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, because they lost last week. It doesn't count, but this game does count. They're 2.5-point favorites. It's down to 1.5 at home against NC State. NC State won this matchup 45-42 last year. The one thing you need to do to win on the road, run the football. NC State can do that with Bam Knight in person. You need to force turnovers. NC State can do that. And, oh, by the way, they're very solid against the run and have one of the top third down defenses, 26% in all of college football. Dave Doran and the Wolfpack outright over Dave Clawson and the crew Saturday night in Winston-Salem.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Joe. Just like before, I'm not picking that one, but I also agree. I think NC State's going to beat Wake Forest on Saturday night in that game. Last one for me, Joe, is going to be the Irish of Notre Dame, who are going to Charlottesville to take on Virginia. I don't care if Brennan plays or not. I think this is a spot where Notre Dame is so much better than them, especially defensively, where, yes, the game might seem like it's going to be a track meet at the start, but if there's one defense that's actually going to get stops in this game, it's going to be the Notre Dame defense. Minus 5.5. I think that they win this game probably by 14 plus, Joe.
All right, I could see that. I mean, we talked about it. If Brennan Armstrong plays, there's going to be points, right? And Virginia's defense can't stop anybody. I lean to Virginia in this matchup. I don't love it. But, you know, what is the history? Because I know for a fact, at least in the middle part of the decade, every time Notre Dame would go on the road in Charlottesville, they would struggle. Remember, yeah. There was one game they were like 12.5-point favorites. They came out. I think Bryce Perkins was there. But Virginia's always live at home when they're underdogs. The problem is they can't stop anybody. Right. Algier is still running from that 66-point game against BYU. They couldn't stop the run at all. That's what Notre Dame will do in this ballgame. I'm not touching that game. I might jump in from an in-game perspective, though.
Yeah, no, I think that they can absolutely whack him. And there's a chance that he might not play, which makes it even more. That'll move that line tomorrow, Joe, if he's not. Now, they're going to play him because, like you said, national game against Notre Dame. They want to, you know, they don't need the game. The more important game for them is next week against Pitt. That's the more important game for Virginia in terms of trying to win that division. But they'll see what they can do against Notre Dame tomorrow night. So there's your picks, Joe. You got them? Did we get them all? Did I miss one? We got them all, right? How many did you give me here? Eight this week? I'll recap
Maryland,
for you right now.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
Lee's got Penn State, Maryland, Minnesota, Florida State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and NC State. I have Michigan, Syracuse, Miami, the under in A&M and Ole Miss, Washington State, Air Force, Purdue, and Notre Dame. There you go, Joe. The picks for week number 11
Carver,
in college football. Yes.
Not one favorite I have.
Look at you. It's go for the dogs this week. Go for the dogs, Joe Lisi. He's going to have to change the website and everything. Go for the dogs, baby. No more go for the chalk. Go for the dogs. All right, we will college football full circle. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We will come back, run through a couple other games, and wrap it up right after this on the grid.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
A private ride to space, it's all fun and games if you're William Shatner.
In an instant, you go, whoa.
Otherwise, lately, space tourism is having a few technical problems. SpaceX Crew Dragon?
Stinky.
Leaky plumbing?
Oh.
Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic? Grounded by the FAA for airspace violations. And unless you're comped like Shatner for your ride,
this is so weird.
Your 1 hour flight? Really expensive. Now there's an alternative. Worldview and Space Perspective are offering up to 12-hour leisurely balloon flights 100,000 feet up to the top of the stratosphere with gourmet meals and the world's highest rooftop bar with separate plumbing. Follow me at G. Capalbo on Twitter and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, let's blow through a couple of these night games we didn't get to. Arkansas visits LSU, minus 2.5 for Sam Pittman and the crew on the road.
Yeah, I like Arkansas. I don't love it. I hate going against the Tigers. But at the end of the day, they're playing with house money in the sense they have 6 wins, bowl eligible. A lot of pressure on the Tigers here. Give me Arkansas on the road.
A lot of pressure on Oklahoma State to get through the next couple of weeks before they have the Bedlam game. They're minus 11.5 against TCU coming off a win against Baylor.
Don't love it, but I think Oklahoma State finds a way to win, obviously, and cover. I think their defense steps up, but this game scares me. I'm not playing it in any capacity.
Under 54.5 for me, Joe. Oklahoma State doesn't allow anybody to do anything. It'll stay that way tomorrow night. Colorado visits UCLA. Carl Durrell coming off a win off the Beavers, getting 17.5. I actually like Chip Kelly to absolutely run the score up on Colorado this week.
This Colorado team potentially, they always seem to play UCLA tough. I'm going to take Colorado with the points. Again, I don't love it.
Wow.
Helter Skelter team. You know, DTR, is he coming back? Is he healthy? Is he 100%? That scares me as well. I like Colorado here.
Couple late-night Mountain West games for the bailout blowout, Joe. Both 10:30 p.m. Eastern starts. Utah State visits San Jose State. I like the Aggies plus the 4.5. In fact, I like them outright. They're going to win that side of the conference and get to the title game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they're the more complete team. Love the offense and defensive lines in that matchup.
And finally, Nevada at San Diego State. Really good one. Carson Strong. When every time you want to give me Nevada getting points, Joe, I'm there. I don't care about San Diego State and their defense and Brady Hoke. You could stick it. Give me Nevada plus 2.5. And the money
I'm with
line
you.
Plus 120.
I'm with you. I'm gonna roll with that team. I think they have something going, and then you've been on them. They win money. Give me Nevada.
Joe, good luck this weekend, my man. Great job, as always. I will see you on Monday. Great job by Andrew Torres. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Enjoy the games this weekend. Cash the tickets. We'll see you Monday.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.